we also need to pay attention to what is happening around us. I told you a minute ago, the World Government Summit. The World Government Summit happened yesterday in Dubai, and it was the introduction session yesterday. And it, I mean, all the people that, you know, are the usual people were there. Huge crowd, gigantic theater with very, I mean, all of the critical, important people. And it was kicked off by, lo and behold, Klaus Schwab. Here's what he said.
We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen.
Now listen to this.
However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
Got it? We are changing things, and we don't know how that'll go. But we do know the global energy system, the food system, and the supply chains will be deeply affected. Well, but other than that, don't worry about it. It's only food, energy, and how we get things. But other than that, we're good. This is the arrogance of the elites. Now, one of the topics, their first session was, are we ready for a new world order? Are they trolling us? I think the reason why they're naming this is because, A, they really mean it. It is a new world order. But they also see an advantage of calling it the new world order instead of the Great Reset, which it absolutely is. The new world order, they call it that because that way when I say it to you and you're like, did you hear about the global government where their first session was, are we ready for the new world order? Everybody rolls their eyes. Aha. Uh-huh. But here it is. Day one, World Government Summit yesterday in Dubai. Here's the first session. Are we ready for a new world order?
And the title of this session, are we ready for a new world order? Well, the organizers here are nothing if not ambitious. This is, I think you will agree, a daunting subject for discussion at just after 9 a.m. on a Wednesday morning here in the relative calm of Expo 2020. But tackle it, we must. Yes. Because I believe what is clear is that we have hit an inflection point.
Ooh, wait a minute.
Are certainly living in a unique age of uncertainty and volatility in global affairs.
Huh, that is weird because it's almost exactly what Joe Biden said last week. Remember, we're at an inflection point that only happens once in a generation, maybe a little longer. So they're all talking the same game. And for anyone who says, ah, digital money, it's like Bitcoin. No, it's not. Well, it'll never happen here. Okay. Here they are yesterday. Pippa Malgram, she's an economist and former presidential advisor in the U.S., speaking yesterday at the World Government Summit, talking about the new digital money.
What underpins a world order is always the financial system. I was very privileged. My father was an advisor to Nixon when they came off the gold standard in 71. And so I was brought up with a kind of inside view of how very important the financial structure is to absolutely everything else. And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly,
yes,
we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one.
The new one, dollar.
The new accounting is what we call blockchain. It means digital.
Listen to this.
Means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money. But also, this new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private, but what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well. And the question is, will that new system of digital money and digital accounting accommodate the competing needs of the citizens of all these locations so that every human being has a chance to have a better life? Because that's the only measure of whether a world order really serves.
Yeah, I don't think so. But just to build on that, again, for anyone who thinks that I am crazy, you can now quote the New York Times. Not only is the New World Order, the Global Government Summit yesterday talking about this, but here's the New York Times. Central banks around the world are experimenting with issuing digital replacements for cash in the form of central bank digital currencies. But those are, by and large, not anonymous. Let me say that again. But those are, by and large, not anonymous. In January, a white paper from the Federal Reserve made it clear any digital currency it issued would differ materially from cash, which enables anonymous transactions, end quote. What does that mean? Let me translate. If the Fed issues a digital currency, which the president is now asking the Fed in a executive order to explore, they've already explored it. They have a white paper that's 78 pages long. They're on their own website. They put it there in January. They don't need to explore it. And they said that the Fed coin will differ materially from cash because no purchase will be anonymous. To some people, the loss of privacy is no big deal, especially if the death of cash makes life harder on criminals who often do business using stacks of $100 bills to avoid detection by the authorities. Representative Stephen Lynch, a Democrat from Massachusetts, a former iron worker who represents a part of Boston and its southern suburbs, isn't soft on crime, but he doesn't like the idea of banks and governments being able to track every single transaction every person makes. Quote, "We're trying to preserve some element of anonymity and not have full spectrum surveillance of every aspect of people's lives," end quote. This is from a Democrat. This is in the New York Times. Please don't say it's a conspiracy. And please don't say it could never happen here. Don't ever say those things again. You must understand we are living in a very different world. All of the old rules are gone. Everything that you thought you knew to be true, as I said, what you thought would it was solid is liquid. Everything that you thought was liquid is now solid. The world is completely inside out and upside down. So what is his plan? Well, Lynch introduced a bill directing the Department of Treasury rather than the Federal Reserve to develop an experiment with issuing digital dollar technologies. Oh, okay. So we don't want the Fed to have all that information, but the Treasury can have all of that information. Yeah, because the government wouldn't ever do anything with that information. That is not the solution. The solution, if you want a digital currency, then use blockchain. You want a digital currency, then you use Bitcoin and you leave the off-ramp people alone. This is the final grab of total power globally. You need to understand it, you need to brush up on it, and you need to stand against it. You also need to prepare for a time when this does happen. What are you going to do? most people will just go along with it because they'll say what people always say at times like these. Well, it's not going to get any worse than this. They'll never do that. I urge you to watch last night's show, my TV Wednesday night special on Blaze TV. It was really, really funny. Classic chalkboard funny stuff. However, I laid out on the chalkboard. In fact, I want to play that clip later on in the program. I laid out on the chalkboard all the things that we all said could never happen. I spent 15 minutes before the show just writing them down off the top of my head. There are so many more than this. But once you see the list, you'll be like, holy mother. Wake up and make the decisions. Are you fine with somebody watching over and having a digital currency, a programmable digital currency that will control everything? By the way, this article in the New York Times goes on to say it's reestablishing the Treasury fiscal authority as a starting point. At first, it's a very small scale, but it's a window in how you might design similar stuff in the future. It's very MMT, modern monetary theory. Wake up. Read the book, The Great Reset. It's all in there. The Great Reset, available everywhere books are sold.